Often we think that soldiers are solitary heroes. This is almost never the case in that they train, work, and survive in units, and often in critical pairs. And often we think they enlist out of patriotism. That contains truth for some. Actually, more enlist in the army for adventure and for occupational and economic reasons. Moreover, enlisting is quite a bit like joining a company, where you join because you like what the organization stands for and the economic return. But what eclipses patriotism in why people are motivated to remain and fight is human connection. American and German studies since the 1940s have substantiated the finding that camaraderie and connection sustain the will to fight. A 2003 study of American troops in Iraq reinforced this finding. The study excerpts interviews with two soldiers whose words give flavor to this general finding. "That person means more to you than anybody. You will die if he dies. That is why I think that we protect each other in any situation. I know that if he dies and it was my fault, it would be worse than death to me." In another infantryman's words, "You have got to trust them more than your mother, your father, or girlfriend, or your wife, or anybody. It becomes almost like your guardian angel." Their words exemplify a central focus of what John Gillis and I call leading by two, or LX2. Working in twos motivates us. We don't want to let another down. We are motivated that they have our back. Think about what kind of partner or teammate you are, and imagine what a powerful partnership can be like for you and key others. One of the central findings of our research is that work ethic and loyalty are essential drivers of great partnerships. The soldiers' testimonials vividly bring these behaviors to light. And likewise, we can assess ourselves from the stripped-down, life-or-death perspective of those leading by two in combat. So before I conclude with one more testimonial from the Wong study of Iraq vets, I invite you to hear it with these questions in mind. Do I lead like this? Can I lead like this? With my boss, my coworkers, my right-hand people, do I lead like this with my spouse, with my aging parents, with my adult children? Do I really have their backs? Here's how one soldier described work ethic and loyalty. "I knew Taylor would personally look out for me. It was stupid little things like, 'Dude, you look like you need a hug.' He would come over and give me a big old bear hug. He knew that I looked out for him and vice versa. Knowing that there is somebody watching, when I didn't have the opportunity to watch myself when I'm driving, Taylor watched everywhere. When I'm driving down the road, I have to watch in front of me, knowing where I'm driving, and knowing that I'm not going to drive over anything. I don't know what is behind me. I don't know what is to my side. I trusted Taylor was going to keep an eye on everything. He always did. Obviously, he did. We are still here. Thank God." When you thank a veteran, you may not know it, but you're thanking them for watching out for a buddy, as well as putting their lives on the line for their country. Let them be an inspiration for us as we create great partnerships and great teams by leading with our best selves.